Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
So this is crazy. An insurance gap of 15 trillion rand. I don't even know how many zeros there are on a I don't even know what that is, because a million is like six zeros, and then a billion is like seven zeros. Andrew McCurry, head of marketing insights at Discovery, a trillion is like how many zeros is that?
I think nine last time I checked.
Nine?
I'm sure there'll be someone who'll say I'm wrong. But
that is absolutely insane. And that is the millennial insurance gap in South Africa that is faced by South African millennials in terms of the shortfall. And it's a huge risk, I guess, to millennials. So let's do like a run of definitions here first.
Sure.
That was always the easiest marks to get in the exam, is like the definitions, but they always put that at the beginning before they got more complex. So let's go really back to basics here. So insurance, in terms of a definition, and then insurance gap. Because you've defined trillion now, we know there's like a million zeros there. But insurance, what is that, and what's an insurance gap?
So specifically today, we're going to be talking about life insurance and disability insurance. So really, at the end of the day, protecting if you were to die or you were to become disabled. That's kind of the insurance that we're primarily going to be talking about today. And then when you think about the gap, really the gap's trying to say, what insurance do you need as an individual versus what insurance do you currently actually have? And I think the reason why a lot of the times gap actually appears is, as millennials, I think we underestimate just how valuable our income actually is. We actually underestimate how much we're going to be earning and how much you actually need to protect.
Okay, so yeah, so we're starting to sort of define it. But I mean, insurance, the research must also say that people are not interested in it. For what reason? Why don't people give as much credence to insurance as they should, or millennials specifically?
Yeah, so I think exactly the point. I think insurance and why people do and don't take it does vary quite a bit according to where they are in their current life stage. And I think millennials especially, we've kind of broken it down to two primary reasons. The first really is lifestyle. So when you look within this age group, generally they're quite mobile. So I mean, I'll throw some stats, but when you're looking at it, when you're into this millennial age group, about 25% of them would have already worked five jobs by the time that they're 35. So they're very mobile, they're traveling a lot, and I think to a large degree that's putting off the decision to actually have to take insurance, because you're not sure where you're going to be next month, next year, next 10 years. We also broke it down according to attitudinal factors. So I think generally, and this is quite a general statement, people are generally quite short-term biased. We prefer doing things that give us gratification today as opposed to watching out for what we need in the future. And I think also within the millennial age group, affordability is a big concern. So about half the reason people don't take insurance is simply just affordability.
But the thing that I found in the conversation that we've ever had about insurance on the show is that the affordability thing actually is not as much as what you think it would be when you actually scope it out. People think that it's going to be like thousands and thousands of rands every month. But bro, you haven't got a quote yet, so calm down before you have a perception around what it's going
to
cost.
Exactly right. I think it once again does come down a little to that short-term decision making we spoke about a bit earlier. I mean, we talk to millennials, generally all of them have short-term insurance. We all cover our car if there were to be a motor vehicle accident. But the thing that we don't insure is our future income if that same car accident actually disables us. And once again, as you spoke about, generally, if I'm, for example, a 25-year-old looking to protect a 20,000 rand income, it's about 180 rand that you need to protect that. And that's effectively 18 million rands of future income that you've protected.
Wow.
So it really is, I think it is exactly the point you made. A lot of the time we don't actually consider that it actually is a very affordable need to actually cover.
Wow. Well, now it's, I mean, yeah, as you say it, it kind of makes sense. So let's zoom in on sort of disabled insurance and life insurance and break those down exactly and what that would mean.
So once again, so life insurance effectively what we'd be talking about is if you were to die and pass away, you'd need to actually protect the income of everybody that you're leaving behind. Generally life insurance we're talking about any debt that you have. So, you know, if you were to die, what debt would have to be covered? And once again, like, what income would your family need to survive after you? Because I think, once again, especially this millennial age group, the kind of term as they start having children is the sandwich generation. Because at the end of the day, it's not only your income of your kids if you were to pass away, but also your parents, because they're dependent on you. So when I'm talking death and the need for death cover, that's really the need I'm talking about. Disability at the end of the day is actually just protecting your income. A lot of the time as millennials are spending a lot of time educating yourself, you're going to university, you're getting degrees, diplomas. What you actually want to do is protect that income if something were to happen to you. So if you lose an arm, lose a leg, or paralyzed, have something like that happen to you, what happens to your income? So I think there's this paradox. We spend a lot of time trying to educate ourselves. We don't necessarily spend a lot of time thinking about how do you protect that education, and that's actually what disability cover is.
And this is, I know this is rough, but it's an important conversation to have. Like, that, it really is stuff people don't want to think about. And when you say it, it makes such sense that we are a generation as millennials that are like, I mean, literally YOLO. I mean, that's literally the way. I mean, literally, I logged onto Instagram the other day and the guy was jumping off a cliff. And I was like, maybe I need to jump off a cliff too. But am I insured if I decide to jump off a cliff? And the answer is no. So let's break it up for a second here. On the other side of this, we're going to continue the conversation. I know it's tricky, but it's important. Andrew's here to kind of bring a little bit of truth into this Monday. Because a 15 trillion rand insurance gap is absolutely crazy. And on the other side of this, we're going to speak about closing that insurance gap. And maybe also just a little bit about taking the intimidation out of insurance, because maybe you think it's a little intimidating to phone one number and speak to someone, and actually it's maybe something you shouldn't be putting off. So more around that other side of this. Hey, listen, every day we're faced with the news and issues that we often sweep under the carpet, and ignorance might be bliss, but certainly not for the Gareth Cliff Show. Every Tuesday, Gareth Cliff and team don't turn a blind eye to issues that affect all of us. Make sure you download the podcast on cliffcentral.com now. Don't Turn a Blind Eye To is brought to you by Taylor Blinds and Shutters. Turn your window or doorways into your room's best accessory with Taylor Blinds and Shutters. You'll be spoiled for choice between Taylor's aesthetic blinds and functional shutters, which bring a world of color, texture, patterns, and taste to your space. Find out more on the cliffcentral.com website. We're continuing our conversation around like life insurance, disabled insurance, all of it with the head of marketing insights at Discovery, Andrew McCurry, is here speaking to us about this 15 trillion rand insurance gap that millennials are not facing. They are in. We are in this thing. It is happening now. What would you kind of, and I see here that part of the study is that 53% of millennials indicate that they cannot afford insurance, but indicate is a strong word because have you really seen how it could integrate into your insurance ecosystem, how you can figure out how to integrate it into the smoothies and the whole situation and the spectrum of things that can happen when you're putting together your insurance. So is it, do you think, as expensive as people think it is? Are they thinking about it in the right way? Is it easier if you integrate it into all your other insurance offerings? Like, what's the best way to approach it that's going to be the most cost effective?
Yeah, and I think that's exactly it. So I mean, think especially product providers have a big role to play within the insurance gap. I mean, I think you can say quite confidently, if you look going back 5-10 years, I don't think there were products that actually appealed to this generation. So as Discovery, I think we're in a quite a unique position from our side because we have Vitality as a program, which really speaks to how you as a young adult can engage, can manage your health and wellness and get rewarded for it. And we've really just taken that concept and linked it into our life insurance offering. So we kind of spoke a little earlier about what the kind of initial price of our products would be, but really you can get your foot in the door with 100 rand a month. And because we know as a young adult, well, and I say young adult, I mean, I'm going all the way up to 34 here, when we're really talking about insurance need, the big thing here really is that the majority of your insurance risk is controllable. Mm. Now, what I mean by that is that majority of your risk is due to factors within your control, such as driving, managing your health and wellness, and we estimate about 88% of deaths are controllable. So what we do about that as a product provider, because we can track how you're engaging through Vitality, and we can look at how you're driving through Vitality Drive, is that we can actually give you back all your insurance premiums for when you reach age 30. So you can get in the foot in the door for 100 rand a month, but actually if you're taking the steps that you need to take, you effectively don't have to pay for life insurance. So I think we've hopefully kind of reached a bit of a kind of middle ground here. We were saying to you as an individual, it's affordable, and actually if you take the right steps, you don't have to pay anything for life insurance. I think that's a very unique offering within the millennial space.
Yeah, I mean, that is really weird. Just explain that to me again, because now I'm thinking I have the Drive product, and now how do I enter? Just tell me again.
Okay, so yeah, from our side, like I said, I mean, we spend a lot of time thinking about this age group. I mean, we kind of have spoken about this a little bit before, but if you look within our R&D space, I mean, your listeners all know this, but I'm 30, and I'm the second oldest member of our R&D team. So really, from our side, we focused a lot of time on millennials. So our big focus was, as a millennial, why don't you want to take insurance? Well, affordability is a concern. You're worried about, you know, where are my premiums going? Is it going towards coverage? Me, or is it going towards covering this general insurance pool of 40 to 45 year olds who are all behaving badly?
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
From our side, we said, actually, if your risks are controllable, we can give you back your premium. So we designed a new policy called the Smart Life Plan, and really it uses Vitality and Vitality Drive, so that every year, depending on your Vitality and Vitality Drive status, you're getting back up to 100% of your premiums. Now, we take all those premiums, and we deposit it into a fund when you turn age 30. So effectively, you're fully covered, you're getting affordable insurance, and actually, if you're taking the right steps, it doesn't cost you anything. So I think a very unique offering within that space.
That is fantastically unique. Yeah, that's really, really cool. I think it's just a question of people, like, it's a grudge thing for whatever reason, and then you don't know that these amazing sort of product offerings exist. That's crazy to me that at the age of 30 you could, you know, get the whole thing back if you're playing the system right, because it is tricking a bit of a system. That's really, really cool. So if people want to find out a little bit more about that, I mean, it's discovery.co.za, right?
Very simple, yeah.
Yeah, super simple. Why does this feel so complex? It felt so daunting when you said 15 trillion rand at the beginning of this, but it's actually quite easy to work around it. Some final thoughts from you, Andrew, around the importance of kind of closing this gap. And I guess the importance of, in and amongst posting to Instagram and checking how many people have looked at your Insta stories, taking time out of your day to make sure that, like, you've got your stuff in order, that you know what your life insurance looks like, that you know what your disability insurance looks like. I mean, it's a hard truth to hit home, but what is the real importance of this?
So, again, I think the real importance of insurance journey is what you leave behind when you're no longer here. I mean, once again, like, as a millennial, like I say, I can speak for myself, that's not something you always think about, but at the end of the day, that's the important point about why you're taking insurance, is to make sure that if something happens to you, you're fully protected. And as we spoke about, it really doesn't take that much time. Yes, it can be a grudge purchase traditionally, but I think really through using something like Vitality on the Discovery side, we've tried to make it something that rewards you weekly through Vitality and all the rewards you get for physical activity, while making sure you still are fully covered should something happen to you. And I think that's the balance we try to go for within our product.
You learn something new every day. At the age of 30, you can get it all back if you just do it the right way. That's fantastic. That's really cool. That's a head of marketing insights there over at Discovery, Andrew McCurry, speaking to us about this 15 trillion rand gap that we have to close. It's very important because, yeah, like, I mean, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but we don't know. YOLO sometimes doesn't work out fantastically like in a Drake music video. Like, it really can go either way. During LA's most violent riots, two brothers attempt a bank heist that goes wrong. With the cops hot on their tails, they make off with no loot and head out to Hotel Artemis, a secret medical facility for criminals. Run by the nurse and her hulky aide, Everest, the Hotel Artemis has three simple rules. No cops, no guns, and no killing the other patients. With a guest list that includes a femme fatale assassin, an arms dealer, and a last-minute check-in by a guest only known as the Wolf King, it turns out to be a busy night at the Artemis. It stars Jodie Foster, Sterling K. Brown, and David Bautista. Hotel Artemis releases in cinemas nationwide this Friday, the 3rd of August, but you can only see it once you've spoken to your friends over at Discovery. You're allowed to see the movie until that happens. We've got to get our stuff together before we hit the weekend. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.